Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
We just have to win this election because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here.
So everyone get ready for the language. Uterus. That part of the body needs a lot of medical care from time to time.
It was made able to touch, some of my own hands, the very bricks he made.
Only 230 days left till election day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
News Roundup and Information Overload Hour, toll free. Here's our number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I don't know why he's not on our show more. He should be. He's a friend and a colleague. He's on at 8 p.m. the hour leading into my hour at the Fox News Channel. He's also part of the number one show on cable, the Five, and has had a phenomenal career. We go back many years together and couldn't be happier for him. Jesse Waters, he has his new book out and it's called Get It Together, and he's here to talk about the issues of the day and his new book. And great to have you. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Sean. Thanks for having me on your show last night. I'm available anytime because the numbers came in top of Amazon, so thank you.
Is that right? I'm glad I could help a little bit. But you know what? The book is fascinating, and I've been watching you debut this on your show, The Five, and on your show and on The Five. They're both your shows, so I guess it's fair to say. And it's actually a fascinating concept to me, not one that I know anybody else would have done. And what you do is you spend hours interviewing liberal activists, a total of, I think, 20 is the number. And you spend hours of time with them and you've learned a lot about them. You even conclude that you come to like these people, but also you conclude that they blame everybody but themselves for their problems, and that most of them have problems that are a lot deeper than one might imagine, that really don't have much to do with the cause that they're advocating for, but more to do with their background and how they grew up, etc. And I'm going to go through the list of people in a minute, but why don't you give us a little summary of how this all came together?
You remember when O'Reilly used to send me out to the streets to interview people, and I would only talk to people for 2 to 3 minutes, and they were some pretty crazy characters. But I've always been attracted to those people on the fringe. You know, why do they believe what they believe? So we set this unique deal up. No one's ever done a book like this before, where I spoke to people for about 2 to 3 hours, and they told me their entire life story. Why would you tell Jesse Waters your life story? I don't know, but they did. And I know this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I listened, and I listened patiently, and I didn't argue. And what they told me was just absolutely fascinating. Some of these stories are hysterical. A guy drives a limo to the Occupy Wall Street rally. But also deeply troubling, because you can see the way they've been raised, whether it's a lack of father, abuse, drugs, and they have no personal accountability. And so what they're saying is, I don't have problems. Society is the problem. So in order for me to feel better, we need to change society. And so the point of the book is that your personal problems don't mean we need to have a social revolution in America. You just need to get it together. And that's kind of the headline from the book.
You know, it's, by the way, so everybody knows that Bill O'Reilly is on usually 4 Eastern every Wednesday on this radio program. And we actually have an introduction song from Leonard Skinner's Simple Man. He claims he's a self-proclaimed simple man. You work for O'Reilly. He's the most complicated human being that I've ever met in my life, and yet he will steadfastly fight you to the death and argue that he is a simple man. Now, do you agree that he's a simple man or no? No,
absolutely not. But if you disagree with Bill, then you're in trouble. So,
all right, let me get to some of these crazy stories. Now, I will say this. There was an interview that you did with a woman the other night, and I honestly felt terrible for her. I felt like in the beginning I started laughing, and then as the interview went on, I realized this is not funny. This is a very troubled woman. I think it was the radical feminist sex worker in Vegas. And as I watched her, I felt horrible for her. And you actually expressed that you have felt horrible for a lot of these people too, and that you end up liking them, but also just understand that they're in trouble. How did you feel doing that interview? Because I find interviews where people are troubled to be very hard to do.
Well, I knew going in that she was going to be a handful, because 3 hours with this woman was a lot. It was a fire hose of insanity. Incredibly entertaining. She's gifted, Sean, and if you look at her, you can tell she's got charisma oozing out of her pores, but there's also a personality disorder that she developed at an early age, came from a wealthy family, and ended up stripping at age 16, ended up smoking crystal meth, getting involved in the sex industry, and just tries to extract as much wealth from men as possible, preys upon them, does not like men, feels she's oppressed by men, feels like it's a man's world and that needs to stop. And after we did the chapter, she came on my show last week, and I feel like she realized what she'd told me during our interview was not right and was disrespectful, and then she started crying. So a lot of these people are very volatile. They go from emotional highs to lows, and you do have sympathy for them, but it does give you a window into the liberal belief system, which is irrational. From what I've found, it is irrational. It is based on emotion. A lot of it's based on revenge and insecurities and projection, and you'll see that in the book. Each chapter, you understand exactly why they believe in open borders, why they believe in drug legalization, and it has to do with the way they were raised. And fundamentally, if you can target the family structure and make that healthy, that's how you're going to change things for the better. Because once you reach a certain age, you know, and I know, 20s, 30s, 40s, you can't persuade a lot of people. It starts at home. And as cliche as that sounds, it really is true.
It really is not cliche. And you know what? America was a far more innocent country back in the day. If you look at, for example, the 40s, the 50s, the top problems in schools in America, they were, you know, running in the hall, talking in class, and chewing gum. Okay, today it's, you know, teen suicide, drug abuse, violence on a level that we never thought we'd see in our lifetime. One thing that I cannot take is the pedophile and the pedophile, quote, explainer. It's chapter 8 in your book. And the guy used a fake name. And being sexually attracted to minors doesn't mean that you're completely evil, depraved, and sadistic, he claimed. Excuse me. It does mean that. There's no other definition that would be appropriate.
So all of these people that I spoke to, I never got angry except for this guy. Got a little angry at the open borders professor because, you know, talking to academics is like, it's like a black hole. This man is, I believe, was just making excuses for pedophilia and is trying to remove the stigma of pedophilia. He doesn't even call it that. He calls it a minor attracted person and feels like it's a natural feeling that all men experience and that you shouldn't criminalize the feeling and that we should bend over backwards to make life easier for these people and that they shouldn't be sentenced harshly and they don't reoffend. And I start talking to this guy, and everything I've ever studied, Sean, shows the recidivism rate for child sex abusers is astronomically high. And the only way to protect children is to lock up these people for long periods of time. And I couldn't tell how innocent this was, or he was oblivious to the fact that maybe his organization was being used by dark forces, because you know there's a lot of dark forces out there that use these types of groups that he was involved in to mainstream this type of behavior. And that guy drove me crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I just have zero tolerance for some things, and I try to be open-minded in terms of personal freedom for people and their lives. It's up to them. All right, got to take a break. We'll come back more with Jesse Waters. New book is out today. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, and now as of today in bookstores around the country. It's called Get It Together. Jesse Waters, host of Primetime on Fox and The Five, and more on the crazies that he interviewed for his book. At least, objectively speaking, some people may say they're normal. Straight ahead as we continue.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month.
Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, we continue. Jesse Waters is with us, obviously of Fox, the Five, and Jesse Waters Primetime. He's got his brand new book out. It's called Get It Together. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, and bookstores around the country. I'll never forget one day I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity be nothing without me. And we miss Rush dearly, loved him. He was the leader of the conservative movement for so many years. And one day I remember him telling the story about how people would lick toads and they would. It was kind of like LSD. You'd go on a trip. It had a hallucinogenics in it of some kind. And I remember him saying, I just wonder who licked the first toad. I mean, how did you figure out that if you licked the toad that, you know, this psychedelic high would follow? You actually have a whole chapter. It's chapter 11 in your book. And by the way, Jesse's new book is just out today. It's called Get It Together. We've got a link on Hannity.com. It's on Amazon.com, bookstores now all around the country. And you interviewed this guy, Hector, and he smokes toad venom. And he considers this, what, a religious service of some kind or a religious experience of some kind. And anyway, he claims the psychedelic venom is sacred for medicine and ingest it. You know,
And is he praying to the toad? I mean, could you get to the bottom of that?
Yeah, he calls it the God particle. So he's able to reach a psychosis, perhaps you'd call it, where he travels south across the border into Mexico and visits these indigenous villages, these reservations on the Baja coast where people have been smoking toad secretion for centuries. And he extracts the secretion and boils it up somehow into a pipe and smokes it. And he tells these stories about smoking toad venom with cartel assassins. He said he had a religious ceremony with this female cartel assassin. He has like 400 kills under her belt, probably the most lethal woman in Mexico. And she smoked the toad and saw the devil. Because, I mean, after 400 assassinations, probably not a lot going on upstairs that's good. And she flipped out, bad trip. But, I mean, that's just another Sunday for the toad smoker.
Unreal. All right, one of the more bizarre things, and I'd never heard of this before, you interviewed the eco-sexual influencer. And they actually used the term eco-sexuality. And I learned from your book that it's not just about people having sex with trees. But when I read that part, I'm like, that means there are people having sex with trees. Now, I don't even want to think of or imagine how that is even, I don't know, physically possible. But this person was in a very, very weird individual to me. I'm reading this whole thing. I'm like, good God, what is this about? I mean, there's a part of me that wants to say, how do you have eco sex? He's admitting, they're admitting here that they have sex with trees. Is that true?
So she grew up in a very strict, I believe, Baptist culture in South Carolina, and her parents were both hikers. And she ended up developing, I would call it a fetish, for engaging sexually with Mother Earth, she says. So something that would turn her on, she'd go to the beach and then bury herself in the sand. And that weight, that pressure, was exciting for her. People would beat her with tree branches. Some people, it's high, you know, some people it's the snow that you put on the back of your neck. Others, it's, you know, the hot candle wax. But anything involving nature, she would derive pleasure from. And it was something that made...
Now, did she go into great specificity and detail about what these experiences were, or what it was that excited her about this?
Yes, she did. And I want everybody listening right now to go buy Get It Together. She will tell you in graphic detail exactly what being an equal sexual means to her. It's not for everybody. Oh. It's definitely not for me. But for her... to each their own.
I don't even think I could have possibly independently writing a novel conceived of something as bizarre as this. But and we're only touching the surface here. We've got the No Boundaries Parent. You've got the emotional support squirrel caretaker, the Stalinist, which was an interesting exchange, the decriminalization drugs guru. You got a lot of interesting people in here. And ending with the voodoo priestess. That's got to be pretty interesting and much more. And Mr. Wolf, I can't forget him. Anyway, the book, it's in bookstores everywhere. It's called Get It Together. It's our friend, our colleague on Fox, Jesse Waters. It's on Amazon.com. We have a link on Hannity.com. It is in bookstores all across the country. All right, Mr. Waters, congratulations. It's your world, by the way, and we all live in it.
It's my world, but I've been Hannitized, Sean, and I'm very grateful for all your support. It's great having you down the hall. Love you, man.
And by the way, you gave me a lot of nice compliments in the book that I didn't deserve. Thank you for that. You didn't have to do that. I appreciate it.
I mean it. I appreciate it.
When news breaks, you get the inside story that no one else has. And the behind-the-scenes chatter that the mainstream media doesn't even know about. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, what are you going to do that God forbid moment, somebody wants to break into your house, bring harm to you, your family, or break into your business, bring harm to you, your employees, what is your personal safety and security plan? Now, I've always been a big believer in the Second Amendment, and my entire adult life I've had a license to carry. However, I like options. I like choices. Maybe instead of needing the lethal option, maybe the non-lethal option that Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, offers, maybe that would be appropriate in the right situation, because I know it's saving lives every day. We have tons of stories we've been telling you about, and Byrna is a non-lethal alternative that can safeguard you, your family, your employees. It's legal in all 50 states. No permits, no background checks needed. It's designed for easy use, and it fires away powerful deterrents like tear gas, kinetic rounds, and you can incapacitate even the largest perpetrator for 30 to 40 minutes. It just works. Linda, I know this is your go-to as you ride your little subway train day in and day out in spite of my humble advice.
Listen, I ride the subway, and I have my BYRNA Byrna, and it might not be black. You know, I have an American flag one and an orange one. But I will tell you, I feel safer. And, you know, look what happened. We were just talking about it today, the Long Island Railroad, with this guy slashing another guy. And there's two things I noticed. One, nobody helps him. Nobody gets involved because everybody's scared. And two, if he only had a Byrna, he could have stopped that altercation. You know, somebody has that pointing at you, you're going to stop. And that's what you see on these videos at Hannity.com and Byrna.com. You're looking at real life events where the Byrna saves somebody's life. You can stop a perpetrator. Make him, you know, stop what he's doing. You don't have to kill him, but you stop him, and that's really the goal.
Watch the videos, and if they don't convince you, nothing will. This is a powerful deterrent. I'm telling you, it works. BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off. All right, let's get to our busy phone, shall we? 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's say hi to Ron in Utah. Ron, hi, how are you? Glad you checked in. Happy Tuesday to you, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on the phone, Sean. Straight to the point. You know, there's a lot of people waiting, so I think your guys and your team could really look into the whole fact with these push for electric vehicles, especially in California, where if you're not above the upper middle class, you're not getting a single family home, so they're crowding everybody into apartment buildings that are clustered, townhomes, condos. And I don't think anybody has thought of the fact that if you could even get your vehicles charged, that's not going to have the availability, or yet again, it's going to be an additional upgrade, or people are going to have to pay for an extra service if they even want to have their vehicles to have them charged. And it's really kind of a designed plan to force people into either public transportation or completely not being able to have a vehicle.
Well, I mean, they cost more, number one, tens of thousands more in some cases. We just had a report we told you about in the last couple of weeks that electric vehicles pollute more than the combustion engine and gas-run vehicles. They're heavier. The amount of raiding or pillaging of Mother Earth for the minerals that you need to build those batteries, the cobalt, the magnesium, etc., you know, that's expensive. And, you know, I look, but I'm all for them. If people want them, let them buy them. I'm all for it. I want Elon Musk to be successful with Tesla and any other car company that can make money doing it. But you can't have Ford losing $4.5 billion every year on a line that people have shown that they don't want. And things are only getting worse. There's a story today is that the Biden administration now will finalize their highly anticipated regulations that are targeting gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions, considered the tip of the spear in their never-ending effort to shove electric vehicles down everybody's throat, whether they want them or not. And I'm sorry, but the American people, is many people that want them, they're getting them. They have availability at the Yazoo. I have one friend that owns a Tesla, loves it. One friend has a electric Mercedes, loves that. I had a hybrid Escalade once. It was okay, but it's not as good as the regular Escalade. But they want to take away your freedom and your choice. Like they want to take away your gas stove, your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, and your air conditioner, and your meat on top of everything. Leave us alone. How about we go back to a country that believes in the cause of freedom and liberty and let the people decide, let free market forces decide. Now, I hope some of these electric vehicle companies like Tesla are successful. I really do, because that'll mean high paying career jobs for people. And if Elon Musk is willing to make that, take that risk and make that investment and he's successful, that's great. That means career, high paying jobs for more Americans. I love it. But don't force us. That's where the problem is. Anyway, good call, my friend. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Mike in Missouri. Mike, how are you? Glad you called.
Good, Sean.
What's going on?
Oh, I was just talking about the crime in Chicago. I used to work there on the investigating transit crimes, and riding public transportation in Chicago is just a death trap.
Well, it's worse in New York, if that's even possible, right?
It's the, they got robberies and killings all the time. They even had a CTA worker last year on duty. He killed a passenger in a wheelchair that was a homeless guy in a wheelchair on the, and he beat him for an hour. It was all on video, and they claim the there's real time surveillance, but there isn't on the surveillance cameras.
So now they're beating up guys in wheelchairs on subways and murdering them and taking an hour to do it and torture the poor guy. I mean, you have to be such a soulless person not to care about your fellow man and do that to somebody. I have a hard time understanding that level of pure evil. I really do.
I had a victim that rode 12 miles unconscious on the floor of the subway until he was discovered by the fire department. It was all on video, and the offender stomped on his head over 30 times, and he was never recovered. And the offender took a break, sat on a chair, and had a cigarette, and went back to stomp on his head. And it was all on video, yeah.
Well, that person got arrested in New York. They'd be out on with no bail in just a matter of hours, just enough time to flip the bird to the people in New York and head on out to the sanctuary state of California. It's sad. I mean, all of these problems are easily resolved. In 230 days, you have the opportunity to reverse course. I hope the country's listening. I really do. I can't tell you how this is going to end in 230 days. I wish I could. I don't have a crystal ball, but I'll tell you, I kind of agree with Elon Musk. Elon Musk made some comments, and he said in a post on Friday night, there is either a red wave this November or America's doomed. Imagine 4 more years of this getting worse. And that's what he said. And he said, if the race became a choice between Trump and Biden, I would not vote for Biden. He said, I'm not saying I'd vote for Trump, but he's saying this can't continue. He is right. This cannot continue. But this is going to go down as one of the worst presidencies in American history. That I could tell you. Let's say hi to Ed in the free state of Florida, my fellow Floridian. Sir, how are you? Glad you called this Tuesday.
Hey, Sean. Glad to talk to you, man. Let me tell you, I think you'd be a great moderator if given the opportunity by Fox. When it comes down to the presidential, debate, if they have one.
I thought the debate between Governor Newsom and DeSantis actually was a great debate. I enjoyed doing it. I think they, when I watched them that night, as they were involved in it, I think they were engaged and they enjoyed the opportunity. I think it was, I thought it was a lot better than a lot of debates that I've seen. I gave them both room to breathe. I did a fact-based debate. I tried to stay out of it. You know, I did press when questions would not be answered because that's just part of my job. You know, I couldn't get an answer out of Gavin Newsom. Do you support any restrictions in months 7, 8, 9 on abortion? He wouldn't answer it no matter what. And I think people understand that if you don't answer that question, that means you don't support any restrictions. I think that's my conclusion. But I'd love to do it. It'll never happen. I have no such delusions that that day would ever occur, but I'd love to do it if I had ever had the opportunity. I don't think Joe Biden's going to debate because I don't think he's capable of debating. He's not. And I don't care how much Red Bull and caffeine they throw in him this time. It ain't going to matter because he's got to think on his feet. He's not going to have a script. And without a script, Joe Biden is just a mumbling, bumbling, stumbling, stammering, you know, I don't even know what to say. He's just incoherent. It's sad. Anyway, Ed, I appreciate your vote of confidence, though. Thank you, my friend. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Don in Virginia. Don, how are you? Welcome to the program. Glad you checked in.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you, Sean.
The honor's all mine. What's on your mind today?
Well, I mean, I originally called about, you know, some of the Joes apologizing for using the term illegal. And I'm a retired police officer, and I think anybody who breaks the law or as these immigrants are doing crossing the border, I mean, you need to call it what it is. I mean, they're illegals, and there shouldn't be any apologizing for it. So
it shouldn't be. The only apology should have gone to poor Lakin Riley's family. I pray for them every day. I can't believe, I don't know how you wake up in the morning after living through that. I really don't. No, there shouldn't have been an apology for telling the truth. If you don't follow the laws, you don't respect our borders and our sovereignty, then you've entered illegally. And all we want is, I don't care where people come from. Come from anywhere. Just do it legally. Allow the proper vetting, health checks, means test, and you're in. And then welcome to our country. It's great to have you. This is going to be interesting. Thanks for a good call, Don. Mike in Washington. Mike, how are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Hello.
You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, I'm on the air. Sorry, sir. My phone is acting up on me. First of all, first-time caller, long-time listener. And before I get started, I want to just wish all of the women from the Freedom Network a happy Women's History Month. And I like this new work network is doing a good job. And also, I like to vote for the lovely Linda for vice president. T-shirt, Linda, T-shirt.
All right. Okay. Now, I've known Linda for 19 years. I've known Trump for about 30 years. It's very nice. It's a nice vote of confidence. I'm sure Linda's flattered. Linda, are you? I'm sure you're flattered by that, right?
I am, very much so.
I can't think of a worse, more combustible team than this one. It would be rough. I am just telling you.
I definitely would not suppress his moments of brilliance, as I would call them. Other people call them mean tweets.
I don't care about the mean tweeting. I'll take the guy with the mean tweets that knows what day of the week it is and is competent over this. That's not what I'm referring to. It's not at all what I'm referring to.
I don't know what you mean. I think we would make a stellar combination.
Everybody on the team knows what I mean. You're the only one that's, you know, feigning that you don't know what I mean, because you know darn well what I mean. And it's not a criticism.
It's going to be 47, and I am happy to assist in any way, shape, or form as I can, as it's my civic duty.
You're on the short list right now. Where do they do that vetting? I can't wait.
Oh, please.
It probably wouldn't be too bad.
No, my worst offense is all the yelling on the subway. That's like my worst stuff. That's my I yell in the car and I yell on the subway. That's me.
All right. Well, Mike, I hear you sucking up to Linda. Not sure why, but it's okay.
Oh, now. Yeah, come on now. I still feel I'm still going to vote for her for vice president, no matter what, even if I got to write it in.
Well, first of all, write it in. Make sure you spell it with a Y, okay? It's LYNDA, like Wonder Woman.
Well, first of all, I want to ask, why is the Republicans not taking advantage of Women's History Month? Because while the Democrats keep promoting the abortion issue to keep their voters' blood going, if I was in the House leader's position, I would gather all of the female Republicans. And I will remind the public and remind the world that the reason why the women in this country don't have their personal spaces anymore, because during the Obama and Biden administration, when the false prophet, Black Jesus, Barack Obama, first started taking money from these lobbying groups and declared that the new era of womanhood was a man in a dress. And it did not mind girls going into bathrooms with men who identify as women. And the one thing that really irritated me is that not one new journalist at that time challenged Barack Obama that would you allow your wife or daughters to go into the bathroom with men who identify as women. And I don't believe that he would have done that. That would have squashed that issue right there. Another thing that I would be running on if I was in the Republican Party camp is on a real women's rights bill, which means that that it should be the law of the land, just like they did for gay rights, to protect the women in his country. Because any bills that Trump comes up with, hopefully when he gets back in, that's only going to last for 4 years.
Well, look, we'll see what happens. Linda's thankfully is locked in for a long-term contract. She'll have to think about the vice presidency after Donald Trump is hopefully out of office when he's the 47th president. Got to take a break. Good call, Mike. Appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, the burden of finding, just a half a billion dollars, not a problem. Well, Jonathan Turley had some very strong remarks regarding this. He will respond tonight on Hannity, Senator Tim Scott, Senator Marco Rubio tonight, Congressman Michael Waltz, Victor Davis Hanson, Ainsley Earhart. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, tonight, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.